Also in Washington, our next quick takeout comes from Louise Story, who's had to encamp down in Washington, D.C., because the entire financial industry is looking at Washington for guidance on regulation, et cetera. Louise, your colleague Gretchen Morgenson had in her column yesterday a suggestion that the whole question of bank health, the health of financial institutions, has been changed possibly forever by what Washington did during the bailout. How so?
Well, she had this calculation, John, of how much credit would be cheaper for the chosen banks, the banks who were bailed out. Mm-hmm. And listen to this. She found that the bailed out banks would be getting the equivalent of $34 billion in a subsidy every year. So that's every year this advantage for these healthy banks, the whales, as she called them. It's kind of like we're talking about public option health plans. It's kind of like a public option health plan only for the chosen bailed out banks.
Right.
And they've got this advantage.
So it really is like a death panel for
like
banks.
Like a death panel.
We decide
you
who
didn't
lives.
Get bailed out, you're dead. But the other thing that's interesting, I wrote about this Inspector General report that's coming out today, where the Inspector General of the bailout is accusing the former Treasury Secretary of wrongfully calling these banks healthy. So last October, when they gave the bailout money to the top nine banks, Paulson came out and said, these are healthy institutions. They're taking the money for the good of the economy. And so the Inspector General is saying, hey, that was misleading because
no way.
Wow. We all know now Citi was in trouble and Bank of America was in trouble.
Well, healthcare.
So that's sort of interesting.
Absolutely. Well, and you know, moving the goalpost is really what it's all about in trying to assess where regulation is going to come down if they decide to do this in the future. Louise Story, finance reporter for the New York Times, healthcare at the White House, healthy banks in the financial sector. Thank you, Louise.